Are we on?
We are on.
Oh. Well, Ed, lead us in, I guess.
Welcome to another episode of the Pagan Gumbo Podcast, brought to you by the Magical Druid. I'm Ed, here again with Seamus and Michael.
Hey.
So?
Hey!
Well, what are we talking about today?
We just want to keep the ball rolling, really. We got two quick servings out, and we don't want to, you know, wait 2 years to get another one out. So we're just going to talk about some things. You know, this is the holiday season. I know Michael's been hard at work on a new
catalog, I guess. I don't know, what'd you call it? Gift guide.
Yeah, way to show off some cool ideas for different Yuletide gifts and things like that.
Yeah, we've got a naughty and a nice section. We've got not all of our Eight of Spirits, but a chunk of them listed. We're working on some additional stuff that should be out hopefully pretty soon.
So it's like a 8-10 page electronic holiday guide like you would get from a professional store.
Almost, yeah, but not quite.
Well,
it's us.
Yes.
I mean, that's the part of the charm, though.
It is, I suppose. One could call it charming.
Well, Michael did it, so there should be less typos.
Maybe.
I'm good for at least one big one every time. I guess the other thing we want to talk about is, you know, we talked briefly in the update about moving into the new store and having lots of new things going on. And I just wanted to kind of highlight some of those things. You know, it's December. And you know, before we know it, it'll be January. So I just wanted to tell you guys about every month now, we're doing an event called Witchcrafting, or I call it the Witch of Stitch. But it's a gathering that you come together and you bring your needlepoint or your crocheting or your drawing, your paintings, your, you know, whatever art project or whatever you've got that you've been, you know, kind of ignoring in the corner, and you bring it in and you sit around the tables here and you drink tea and you talk all things witchcraft and all things pagan and all things nerdom and just kind of work on that with somebody else. So you're not just at home, you know, working on that. And I think that's really cool. Anthony's got a bunch of different workshops. He does one a month. I know by the time you hear this, this month's will probably be done. But I know that he's coming back in January with a gemstone healing. We've done two or three gemstone workshops now, including one that Evo did when he was in town. And that seems to be a really popular topic that people really want to get behind. I know we probably mentioned the psychic fair. That's the 6th and the 7th. That's always big for us. We do one every year because of the new year and people like to kind of get their year laid out, or, you know, forewarned is forearmed.
Yeah, like set those intentions for the new year. See what kind of advice they need to get, you know, what they need to work on, what they should work on, that kind of stuff too. So
it's a good level set.
Yeah.
You know, you get to your new year, you get to start fresh. Your Krampus is in your past and you've got a clear sailing forward, you hope, or maybe there's some marks up ahead, but it's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I like that this year we're going to be able to offer the Reiki too as part of that Psychic Fair weekend. So, you know, I always say Reiki's spiritual chiropractor.
Yeah.
You know, you come in and get your alignment, just like, you know, your...
Oh, yeah. There's nothing better to start off a new year with than just resetting yourself. And, like, that's a good way to do it. It's a good way to reset your energy, reset your chakras, all that kind of stuff. Get in the mindset of changing your life for what you need to do, you know? And that's a great way to do that is with Reiki, so...
I think so. And then, speaking of that, on the 11th of February, that's Anthony's class is chakra work. So he's actually, we're doing more and more teaching with that. I know this coming weekend, you're going in to get your level 3.
Yep, I'm going to become a Reiki master this weekend.
A Reiki master. So then you'll be able to do Mortal Kombat?
Not quite, but I'll be able to do like attunements and like actually teach people how to do Reiki and like do all that kind of stuff, which I do intend to do with the new year as well. So
we'll have you and Anthony and Christopher, all three, doing that.
Yep.
Speaking of Christopher, I know he's got something that he's been doing here. You guys will have to check the calendar, either on Facebook or on our website. But he's been doing a mediumship development class. kind of like an open circle, and then they discuss things and do things, and that's going really well.
Oh yeah, I've heard a lot of good things about
that. Yeah, me too. So I'm excited about that. Of course, December 23rd, the store will have their Yule
ritual.
Thank you. Words are hard. Lisa's been doing full moon rituals as well. I think our full moon in December is on the 26th, so the day after Christmas. We usually start those about 15 minutes before close, so 6:45. I think Cancer full moon this time. I'm just excited because we got a lot of things going on. And then the March, I think Anthony is doing elemental magic. He's starting a series, and I think the first one out of the gate, March 10th, is fire. So he's going to start with fire and work his way through that.
But the place to start.
Yeah, yeah, seems like a good one.
We've got a lot of neat things going. I know Gwydion's got some stuff on that he's coming out with, and Crystal's coming back to do some workshops that she hasn't been around to do them for a while. Lisa's starting her Better Noah Tuathadanan, or whatever you want to call it, Better Noah Celtic God. So yep, she'll be doing a series there. And then the big one that we just signed the contract for, you know, I tease people. I say, we're the store that continued the Witch's Ball and kind of like brought it to its new, you know,
new home, new level.
Yeah. We're, you know, it's like the, it's like Doctor Who. This is the newest version of it, right?
Reincarnated.
Regeneration.
Yeah, that's what Doctor Who
wants. So I feel good with where we are on the Witch's Ball year after year. I think we're really starting to see community being built there and things happening. And then the Krampus this year was just, that just happened 2-3 days ago. What do you think we had, Mike? 400 people?
I have not even tried to count yet, but the parade itself, which is just people walking down the road,
yeah,
was 2 minutes from front to back. So you think about how far you'd walk in 2 minutes. That's how long the parade was in terms of people actually walking with us.
Yeah, it was incredible. Once I saw you guys all starting to march in, it was just like never ending. It just kept going until the whole store was packed.
It was like a druid clown car.
Yeah, pretty much.
But that was exciting and fun, and people were getting so really creative with their costumes. I mean, some of the newer costumes are just amazing.
Yeah, it's incredible. Like, everyone turned out with their best costumes. Everyone was like coming out with all of their high energy as well. Like, the amount of noise we were making was incredible. It was so good.
Yeah, I ran that parade route, what, 6-7 times? My legs are really mad. And then I guess, you know, the exciting news, the things that we want to share with you, kind of like the crown jewel of the spring celebration, as Michael and I continue to flesh out what we want our big events to be every year. This is the third of four, hopefully, eventually. And this one's going to be called Shamrock, a pagan Celtic celebration. And it's going to be March 16th. It's going to be at the Courtyard at the Marriott out at Roberts Road, Columbus West. It'll be 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. I think we've got room for 17 vendors, 5 readers. We got a couple of workshops planned that are Celtic Irish based. We've got Irish music. You can't have Irish music without alcohol, so there'll be a cash bar. And just really a lot of cool stuff, fun things at a new location for us to try that's a little different than the convention center, because A, it's free parking, and B, it's free parking. It's a location that you can get to fairly easy right off of 270, a big parking lot, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And ritual we'll be doing. We'll go ahead and do the spring ritual while we're there. And I know it's a myth, but the myth is that St. Patrick's drove away the snakes. Yep. Mm-hmm. And some people have continued that idea of the myth and claimed that was the druids that St. Patrick drove away. And now we all know that that's hogwash. But I like the idea that if it was the druids, we're taking back that holiday. We're reclaiming March 16th, 17th weekend, taking it away from St. Patrick and giving it back to the snakes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really it, you know. Just if you are local and you want to be a part of these things, just either if you can tolerate Facebook, go to Facebook. If you can't, go to our website, magicaldruid.com. It's events, so it's under classes and consignments. And you can look up all these things. If there's something you're wanting and we're not providing class-wise or subject-wise, then, you know, it's up to you to let us know that. I know, Michael, you've got some things that you've been kind of planning. You worked out last year some like monthly things, like a love in February and luck in March.
And we'll do more of that kind of stuff. But we really do need to understand what folk want to see. And if you're looking for a class in something, if you're trying to find something to learn a particular skill, we have a lot of resources around the area. We can find those people and get them in for you. So check in with us. Tell us what you want to see. We'll find a way to make it work.
Yeah, and overall, just in general, a lot of things that we've been doing, both towards the later half of this year and then going into the new year specifically, we've been planning a lot of new things, trying to get people excited and, like, make up these, like you said, to find things that people want and do those things and come up with these cool ideas to help bring that about. And in order to get those ideas, instead of it just being only three of us in the room, the more of you guys to give us input, the better. Because then we can take that input and use that to, like you said, find the people that we can get to bring them in here to give you what you want. So it's all very much, we're in a mindset of changing and moving and changing these good things for the good and getting these new events going. And your help is obviously
helpful.
Helpful. Yeah, there we go.
Well, it's needed because, you know, otherwise you're preaching to the choir, or even worse, you're shouting into the wilderness and there's nobody there. It doesn't matter if I have what I think is the best class I've ever designed, if nobody is interested in that subject matter and nobody shows up. You know, we have been here now for 15, 16 years or something. I don't know.
It's probably about 15.
Yeah, it. I don't know. The myth keeps getting weirder as we get older, you know. We were there when Merlin cast the circle. I don't know, but we've been here a long time. And what that means is that we have built the foundation of the Magical Druid over a lot of hard work and time to where now we feel like the biggest opportunity we have is outward reaching into the community and doing more and more for the community. And I know that we have talked about doing more with Zoom or distant learning, and that is still on the back burner because sometimes it's faster than a speeding oak, as they like to say. But we do have plans to continue that with things for people who aren't local. So stay tuned. We just wanted to get some information out, keep these things rolling. We'll see you in a couple weeks. We do have the holiday, so there will be a bump in scheduling, but we do promise we're going to do our best to keep up on these. But until we see you again, guys, be safe, have a wonderful holiday season, and a safe and happy new year.